Medford Schools District Administrator Pat Sullivan talks about some of the business items the Board of Education took care of on April 26th.
The board talked about the remote learning plan for 2021-22. And really what we wanted to do is give everyone fair notice, okay, that it is the intention of the Medford School District that next fall, this coming fall, that we are just a face-to-face school, okay, like in the old days, right, before COVID, that we will not have our teachers teaching to 15 kids in front of them in the classroom and another, you know, 10 sitting at home in their living rooms. So parents need to know that. If learning remotely is something that you like, you found out this year you really do enjoy, we would tell you that you need to look to the RVA, the Rural Virtual Academy. It is a top-notch virtual learning experience, and it happens to be hosted right here in the Medford School District. So if you want information on that, I would encourage you to contact the RVA. The 2021-22 school calendar was on the agenda, but there was no discussion. There was a board member that did want it on there, and in the end, that person decided not to bring their idea forward. So there's no change with the 21-22 school calendar. The board did agree to do a June board retreat. We're going to work this out with the school's attorney. And the reason for this is, you know, we have three new board members this year. We have two others that have only been on a year. And it's also just a good refresher for our veteran board members to go over roles and responsibilities of a school board member, do's and don'ts, things that you need to understand so you maybe don't get yourself or your school district in trouble. We had an update, you know, on the finance meeting, and you know, some of those things I've really already touched on, and that was, you know, the refinancing of the loan. We also talked about in finance, and then at the board meeting a month ago, Mr. Flegel wrote a check to cover the expenses of the special board meeting, and it was brought out of finance and passed at the board level not to accept that check, and that, you know, board members do not need to pay for the costs of special board meetings. So that came out of finance. It was approved by the full board.